Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I want to start today by sharing a little bit of a story about a two-time cancer survivor named Shante Wooden. And she shares her struggles and the lessons that she's learned. And I didn't pick this story because I know her, but I do know her. We went to college together. And she would walk around campus. We both went to Brigham Young University. And she would walk around campus and she just radiated light because it was clear that she had been through these trials and she had faced them in a way that I'm definitely not sure that I could. But she is just pure inspiration. This woman is just pure inspiration. So here's a little bit of an interview with her.
I believe because I can't imagine not believing. I have seen so many miracles. I have seen the Lord's hand in my life time and time again. And I just am so grateful for that. I have seen how much He loves me and how much He loves all of us. And that the gospel fills me with so much peace and joy and happiness. It is. It's a gospel of happiness. And I feel that, and I'm so grateful for it. And I've seen that even through adversity and trials, that we can be happy, and that the Lord helps us through His tender mercies. When I was in the hospital, even in the midst of this battlefield for life, you can still, you know, the Lord helps you to still find things to be happy about and to focus on. I didn't tell you this earlier, but I would go into the hospital basement and practice the piano. Hmm. And music filled my soul during that time. It was a great blessing to me. I would look out my hospital window at night and overlook the city and see the beautiful state capitol, and it remind me of a castle. Hmm. And I would imagine going there someday. I passed out Valentines on Valentine's Day to all of my neighbor patients and my extended family of the nurses and doctors in the hospital. And I would dance with the giant teddy bear in the playroom. So there were things to be happy about. And I think that is true in every situation of life that we will find ourselves in. And I think it is through the hope that comes from Jesus Christ that we can do that and that we can focus on that. He loves us. He loves us so much. And He's not going to let us go through any of this alone. He's always there for us. And we just need to hold on. Hold on to those things that we do know. Hold on to our values and to those things which He has revealed to us about how to lead a happy, productive, successful life. And I think we do that, and we can't help but be happy no matter what life brings. And in the end, we just take it step by step. You don't know what's around the next corner, but we do what we can. You do it and you focus on what you know. And most importantly, that is that you know that Heavenly Father loves you, that there is a purpose and a plan, and just have faith in that.
You can hear this interview in its entirety, as well as all of the episodes of Why I Believe, on mormonchannel.org. Why I Believe is a program that explores conversion and why, you know, members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints believe in certain principles of the gospel. Conversion stories are shared by individuals who have had their lives touched or have become converted to the gospel of Jesus Christ, and doctrines and principles of the gospel are explored in that program. So it's definitely one you don't want to miss. Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share, we'd love to hear from you at Mormon Channel Daily at LDSChurch.org. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.